Purple Minds. T-Rex and Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera to play you very, very shortly. I'm Molly. Oh, it's so nice to have like a normal, well, I say normal. I suppose four-hour shows are the normal now, aren't they? Nice to have a normal show with you. Ordinarily, only get a couple of hours on a Saturday night, but because of things and Easter and schedules and stuff, we've got a whole 4 hours, so I'm with you all the way through till 8 o'clock, and we'll do Molly's bank holiday mixtape as well in the latter couple of hours. And don't forget, Pete Waterman will be here in about 40 minutes as well. I love Pete Waterman. I miss him so much. Because, of course, technically he does still work here. We just haven't seen him for an awful long time. So we'll have a catch up and see how he's doing a little bit later on. Right now, though, this is so exciting. So on a Sunday, because we do have a 4 hour show together on a Sunday, we have been doing over the last fair few weeks the, well, introducing you to the, and myself to the delights of a group of people that belong to a thing called the Dull Men's Club. I think this caught my eye at the beginning of the year because they got the Dull Men's Calendar out. And we spoke to its founder, Leland, in Washington about a month ago or so about why he started it all. And he's a card. He was a right giggle himself. And it's such a bomb because, lack of a better word, because they had their annual dinner or cocktails or something at the Cube, which is about 100 foot from where I'm sat. So all these people congregated just outside the mailbox. I'd love to have met them all. So the Dull Men's Club, it isn't what it sounds. It's basically people with a passion for, it could be anything at all. Other people might consider it dull. As I ran through a few a little bit earlier on, it has Steve on, who collects about 20,000 milk bottles. Martin, who was on last week, who was one of my absolute favourites. He ran the Telegraph Appreciation Poll Society. Oh, was he the week before? I can't remember. He was so good. So interesting. Oh, last week it was Amanda, who loves brown signs. So wherever she is in the world, if she's walking or drives past a brown sign, which signifies a place of interest, then she will veer off. And she's learnt a huge amount in her life, as have her kids. Oh, I've just been told that Leland, is listening in Western Nebraska as we're talking, and it's his birthday today as well. Oh, hang on a second, let me give you a little happy birthday. Here we go. Happy, yay, good on you. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to you. Hope you're having a lovely, lovely day in Nebraska. Wow. Right then, so this is all because of Leland. This is all his fault. He's got all these fantastic people together. And we're going to introduce you to another one right now. This is Roman Pikarski, who he and his brother started this. We'll find out more, but we're talking to Roman now in Cheshire, who just adores cuckoo clocks and runs the Cuckoo Land Museum in Cheshire. And I'm very pleased to say is with us now. Hello, Roman.
Good afternoon.
Hello, you, and happy Easter to you. Are you having a good bank holiday so far?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yes, not too bad, considering it was, well, I think the Arctic blast is coming tomorrow, but all snow and everything was forecast. We've had a nice fair few days, I think.
Yes.
Yes. So, where do we begin with you? You and your brother, then, you've both got a huge passion. From when? Is this as a youngster or something you've got into in later life for cuckoo clocks?
No, when we were doing our apprenticeships in Manchester, we found the first cuckoo clock. And we call that one the acorn because it built the oak tree that we've got today, over 700 of them.
You have 700?
Yeah, probably more, but we just say 700.
It's easier. Do you still have that little initial acorn clock that inspired you?
Oh, yes, we do, yes.
Tell me,
very important clock.
Tell me about that one. How did you acquire it?
We were travelling up the M6 motorway to a place that was like an antique place, and we saw the cuckoo clock in there, and I queued up to look at it, and I ended up buying it for £75. Now, instead of going on to where we were going, we went back home and started researching it. Oh. And from then, that started us off.
It's so nice as well that your brother Maz, that you and your brother share such a passion together. That's a real special thing.
Well, yes, I mean, don't forget, a collecting can become a disease. And when you've got that disease, there's no cure for it. And we've got the fortunate thing that we can restore them. And that's the beautiful thing with our collection.
Disease makes it sound negative. Do you get frustrated with your obsession?
Not at all. We get people coming to see us from all over the world. It is the most important collection, and we have been now told that we're the number one people for the research in the history of the cuckoo clock.
Well, I'm just having a look at your website online, Cuckoo Land Museum, and you're number one on TripAdvisor, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I didn't know that, you see.
Number one. Lots of very good reviews. Is this at your actual home, the museum, or have you acquired a premises because you've got so many?
No, we live at the old school in Tabley, which is a small village just outside a place called Knutsford.
Yes.
And we live in the headmaster's house, and the school is full of the clocks.
Oh,
there's three rooms full completely from ceiling to floor.
So if we were to come, which I believe is appointment only, which we'll talk about in a bit, if we were to come make an appointment to come and see you and Maz at the museum, when we walk in, I'm envisaging the walls will be brown with clocks. Am I right? Is it literally wall to wall clocks? Are they all out to see? Yes.
Yes.
All hung.
Yes. Yes, all on the wall. We have about 300 table cuckoo clocks, which are very, very collectible as well. But we have clocks that were just one-offs. Very rare.
The obvious question, Roman, obviously, is, you know, on the hour, how noisy is it at your place?
Well, at the moment, it's not too bad because we've been on lockdown for 13 months. So we've not had any visitors in.
No, I mean with the clocks when they all come out.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been cheating and we haven't been winding them.
Have a bit of peace and quiet while you can.
No, it's give us a chance to work on a lot of them.
Yes, of course.
The museum's been revamped. It looks absolutely fabulous at the moment. And we've got people waiting now for us to give them the OK, which is approximately the 17th of May, when we can reopen to the public.
So for people who do want to come and see you, can they get in touch with you now to book a place?
Yes, they can, with pleasure. And we allow cameras in, which not many places do. And we've never had a disappointed visitor in 32 years.
What's the rarest... In 32 years, did you say?
Yep.
I thought that you were going to say 2 years. Have you been running 32 years?
And before that, we were collecting when we had our shops for about, 20 years.
Wow. Gosh, you are an aficionado. What's the rarest clock you have, Roman?
Well, the rarest clock we have, it was one that was made for Frederick I of Baden-Baden. He was the head of the Black Forest before there was a Germany. And that is, you could probably get inside it. It's absolutely massive. And it's got a big cuckoo in there, nearly a life size. And it's, we can't value it.
Priceless.
And we've got Queen Victoria's cuckoo clock in here.
Wow, how?
Oh, one of the stately homes, donkeys years ago, gave it to someone to repair. In fact, it was before the Second World War, and they just put it away. I managed to get it off them, got in touch with where they got it from. They denied all knowledge of owning it, but we knew it was from them.
Mm.
And we've got it on the wall and we're enjoying it.
My goodness. Gosh, you've got some history on your walls. And talking of history, Roman, I've got to admit, in my ignorance, I know nothing about cuckoo clocks, the history of them, the origins of them, what even they really are. Could you give us a little synopsis of cuckoo clocks?
Of course I can. A cuckoo clock is, when you consider in mid-Victorian days when you had no television or radio, everything in your house, they needed entertainment. And of course, a clock that made a noise every half hour and on the hour, it was perfect for the big houses. So initially they were in the big houses, and farmhouses. The farmhouse would have a grandfather and a cuckoo clock. It's and then from the, today, in the, it, most houses are now have cuckoo clocks in again.
So kind of entertainment to begin with.
Well, we get school teachers get in touch with us and they tell us, oh yeah, we can tell you which children have got a cuckoo clock in the house because they can tell the time.
Educational purposes.
Yeah, counting the cuckoos.
When was but, when was the first one made, Roman? Are they hundreds of years old?
Yes, yes. The first, the earliest clock I've seen goes to about 1600. But I don't want to talk about that one. What we do is we credit the people in the Black Forest who have been doing it for about 300 years. And it's an area about 25-mile radius. That's all. And every single clock in our museum comes from there.
What's the oldest one you have?
The oldest one we have is about getting on for 275 years old.
Wow. My goodness. So is it Maz that does all the restoration to
Maz
them?
Maz does that today. Unfortunately, I have an illness that won't let me work on them anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you
can still do the guided tours and
yeah.
Tell jokes.
Got him to step in. And are there any that you're after in the world? Obviously, when you are better, Roman, and when lockdown eases and when the world gets back to some sort of normal way, is there any that you're after?
There was one clock that I wanted. There was a life-size cuckoo on the top. And as we were negotiating with the people on the phone, my brother was on the other phone phoning the travel agent. I got the first flight out of Manchester, went and met the people at the airport, did the deal and came back on the same plane.
Were you kidding?
No, that's what we have to do. Some of the clocks are so rare that if they got onto the public market, well, crikey, they'd go for a fortune.
My goodness, and you've got over 700. I hope they're all locked to the wall.
We are insured, yeah.
I should imagine. Wow, it's fascinating. Do you know what? I'm going to make a date with you, Roman, and I don't know whether it'll be this year, but, you know, when things get easier, 100%, I'm going to get my husband in the car and we're going to come make an appointment to come see Cuckoo Land.
You're very welcome.
I'd love it. And I very much look forward to meeting you as well. Thank you so much for your time. Give us all your details for people, because as you say, you've got to book in advance and you're already getting a little bit of a queue. So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, the telephone or email. The email address is cuckoolanduk@btinternet.com.
Okay, brilliant.
And the phone number is 01565 633 039.
Okay, grand. And I've got cuckoolandmuseum.com up in front of me as well. Wonderful to speak to you and meet you. Another brilliant member of the Dolmens Club. You don't take on Bridget the name, do you? Because everyone we've met is just amazing.
Take on? I didn't understand that bit.
Take on Bridget being a dull man. I mean, you're not. None of the members of the Dolmens Club are dull.
I get told off for telling too many jokes. We live life. We're only here the ones.
Yeah,
we've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely concur. Listen, much love to Maz as well, and Roman. It's been smashing having you on, and I hope to meet you soon.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, and just as a final question, were you in the calendar?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I've done.
No. Well, yeah, you'll have to have a look. A
flick through, yeah. All right, then. Thanks again. Go on.
No. Any excuse, if you're up in this area, just give us a ring.
Will do.
Love to show you around.
All right, that would be smashing. Thank you, Roman. Speak to you again.
Right, God bless.
Ta-ra, lovely. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.